You're listening to RIB Connect Radio. It's time for some bizarre news, and bizarre news is usually brought to us by a very bizarre man called Paul Bryce, who's a blind journalist, just as it happens.
You didn't sound too sure introducing that, so I'm glad you've sort of pulled yourself around a bit.
Which bit wasn't I sure of?
That it was actually time to bring some bizarre news or not.
Ah, right.
But there we go. We're here.
That was smooth.
Very smooth, of course. What else are we? We're a well-oiled machine, or we should be by now.
You don't even shave, do you?
Don't tell them everything.
That's how
I have today.
That's how you manage to travel so fast, swiftly, and without wind resistance. Anyway, let's have a look at some bizarre news.
I absolutely think we should. Turkey. Mm. Go to Turkey for this one. And the mayor of the Turkish town of Karamosl, I think that's how you say it.
Karamosl. All right.
Or something like that. So apologies to anybody listening. But the mayor of said town has become a bit of a hero when he rescued a diver who had gone in. They were commemorating one of Turkey's worst ferry disasters, which took place in 1958. Sinking of a ferry, which many lives were lost. So there were divers in there laying wreaths and flags and all sorts of things to commemorate this, and one of the divers got into difficulty. And the mayor did no more take off his jacket and shoes and coat and jump in and pull her out.
What did the other divers do?
They were busy laying flags and wreaths and all that sort of thing.
That's a bit of a letdown. The mayor had to jump in all his regalia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he take his chains off?
I would have thought so, but it didn't say that. Mm-hmm. If I would have thought so, because otherwise he might have been needing some help as well.
One-way ticket.
They're very heavy, those chains.
Let me help you straight to the bottom.
But anyway, this has gone down, and of course the local media have loved this, and they're calling him Superman Mayor. And it did bring one lovely comment from a neighbouring town. And it basically said, well, that guy's great because he saved a diver. Our mayor can't even lay tarmac on the roads. So, you know, one man's joy is another man's pain. And
well, you better enjoy it because it won't last.
It probably won't.
No.
That's fame for you. We've found that over the years.
Oh, haven't we just?
Now, you're a man who likes a holiday now and again.
And more
now than again, I would think.
It's more to rest the mind.
Yes. Now, Thailand, as you know, has become very popular with British tourists in recent times. And in the popular resort of Phuket, they have relaxed some laws they brought in about sun lounges.
What?
So you can now use sun lounges where you couldn't for on a particular stretch of beach for a number of years.
Why not?
Because the authorities didn't like it, and they even got to one point of raiding the beach for sun lounges and taking them away and saying, you can't sunbathe here. So I didn't know this, that Thailand was ruled or has been ruled by military government since 2014, which is...
Everybody knows that.
Oh, well, there you go. Things you learn on this show.
So obviously the military, they like a tan then, do they?
They don't like a tan necessarily, but they've decided that actually it might benefit us if we allow tourists to get one.
Well, yeah. Some funny laws about the place, aren't
there? Yeah, and it was quite interesting. At one point, vendors and local people around about made what they called sand beds in the shape of lounges in an effort to get around it. And so it has been relaxed, so you can sunbathe once more in Phuket.
Right, I'm going to put that on my list.
Yeah.
Yep, I need to get a sun lounger as well.
And if we've listeners in Phuket, we'd love to hear from you. You know, details coming up, but we'd love to hear from you. From anywhere else, you know, other beach resorts are available, so.
We're starting to sound desperate. We just want to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
Now, good. You might remember we did a story on Bulgarian radio. And you remember they were having all sorts of issues with copywriters and what music they could and couldn't play.
Oh, they can only play old music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's finally been resolved. They can now play new music.
Wow.
However, which is great that they've sorted out the issue with the costs and all that sort of thing, and They're going to spread them out. The problem is, since they started playing old music, the listening ratings have gone up by 20%. So station owners are a little bit reluctant. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And what they're planning to do is just launch more channels.
Right.
Playing that sort of stuff.
That's surprising, though, because when I'm out with a band gigging, and we do a range of stuff from new to old, but it really surprises me the amount of youngsters that love the old stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, a good tune's a good tune, but it's really quite staggering sometimes.
I don't suspect you play stuff from the 17th century, though.
Not yet.
Now, how far back do you go?
50s, 60s.
Excellent.
Mm.
You don't look a day over.
I know.
Nah, old ones are best, eh?
Do you know where you're going next?
Actually, yes, I do know where we're going.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. And I hesitate because I don't know if we've done one before. We might have. Kiribati.
That's a cake, isn't it?
No, it's not. I'm going to disappoint you there.
Hmm.
You would think it would be either a cake or a brand of coffee, or, you know, ordering a Kiribati. But no, it's a Pacific island. And they have stood up for principle, which is well done them, because...
Well done. We are champions of that.
We absolutely are. And because the reason is a Russian oligarch, a very powerful man in Russia, he's a big fan of the monarchy and he wants to recreate the Russian monarchy.
Because that went well before, didn't it?
Until about 1917, So he wants to create the Romanov monarchy, the Romanov thing again, with the use of three of Kiribati's uninhabited islands, which are off to the east of Kiribati. And this would bring them something like £280 million, which they're quite in need of. They're a small country, they don't have a lot of money, so that would be quite a thing for them.
And this is a rental, is it?
Yes, with an idea to sort of... Yes, a rental.
Never go away.
Yeah, that sort of thing. However, they've come out and said, absolutely no, thank you very much, the money would be very nice, but we'd like to keep our islands just as our islands, thank you.
Well, do you know, you've got to applaud that, haven't you?
You have, and isn't it nice to see in this day of... I don't know what you call today.
hard times.
Yeah, in these hard times. You know, well done to common sense.
Because you and I have we've sort of set the bar on that, haven't we? Money doesn't really enter into what we do, you and I.
It's a good job, really.
Well, yeah. By the way, I'll be paying you five times as much as I normally do today.
Why is that?
Well, five times nothing is nothing.
Absolutely.
Hey! If you'd like to get in touch, have a whip round, I don't know.
Whatever you like, we'd love to hear from you. Search for us online, RNIB Connect Radio, and that's where we are.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.